The next several Mishnayos deal with financial matters that can result involving Yibum and such. Lezecher Nishmas Eser Bashalom. We start with Yevamos Perek Daled Mishnah Gimel, dealing with issues of the Ksuba. When a woman gets married, she gets a Ksuba with all of the financial arrangements between the husband and the wife. There are Nechasim that she can bring into the marriage, Nechsei Malug, which are the property that she brings in from her father's house, and those are not part of the Ksuba arrangements. The husband is allowed to use the peiros, any proceeds of them, during the marriage, but they are her essence of property, and he can't sell them out from under her. He can only use the peiros. Nechsei Tzom Barzel, the iron sheep nechasim, those are the nechasim that she gets as part of a dowry situation, and they are mentioned in the ksuba. The husband can use them as he chooses, and any loss or gain on them belongs to him. He is chayev on their achrayas. Now, Shomeras Yavam. If you have a woman who is waiting to perform Yibum, they call her Shomeras Yavam during the delay before Yibum or Chalitza is performed. Shenafel Nechasim. And while she's waiting for Yibum, she inherits from her father's house Nechasim, she inherits property. Modin Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree, and there's no machlokas, Shomacheras Venosenes Vikayam, that she can buy or sell them or give them as matana, and her actions have standing because they are her property, and she is not the property of the Yavam in any way yet. She's waiting to see what happens. Mesa. But if she dies while she's still a Shomeres Yavam, and now the property is all going to come down as some kind of inheritance. So Mayasu B'Ksubasa. So what should be done with her ksuba, uvenechasim hanechnasim yotzin ima, or with the property, the nechsei malug, that come in and go out with her from the marriage. At this point, she's dead. So who is going to yarshin the property that was hers? Beis Shammai omrim, yachloku. Beis Shammai says that they should be split, the husband's heirs divided, yorshe habal im yorshe ha'av. So the heirs of the husband, which actually is the yavam himself, is probably an heir to the husband, or any other brothers as well, is split it with the widow's Yarshim from her father's family, her own heirs. So what we're dealing with is who has the greater claim to the Nechsei Malug, the widow or the Yavam. So what we say is that they're going to split it, and they're going to deal with it that way. Bishil Amrim Nechasim B'Chezkasan. Bishil say the property remains where it was held, so the Nechsei Malug stay where it was previously held, and they say that since it was in her control, her family is going to inherit it. As far as the Nechsei Tzom Barzel, that would be different. The Ksuba, the basic Ksuba property that was 200 Zuz, or the Tosefes Ksuba, the additional Ksuba, V'chezkas Yorshei Habal, that stays with the Yavam, because since they didn't consummate the Yibum, and the property stays in the Chazaka of who it was with, so the Nechasim of the Ksuba stay with the Yavam's family, meaning the husband's family rather than the wife's, because their claim was based on his obligation to pay Ksuba, but not on her possession of it, and she never took possession of it. Nechasim ha-nechnosim yotzim ima, the property that comes and goes with the Nechsei Malug, b'cheskas yorshei ha'av, that stays in the possession of the father's heirs. And so it stays as is, and all of that belongs with her father's family. So it's not a huge machlokas, but Beis Shammai says that the Nechsei Malog are divided between the father's family and the husband's family, and they agree that the Nechsei Tzom, that the Ksuba money stays with the Yavam's family. So really, it's only a minor machlokas on the issue of what she brought into the marriage. Beis Shammai says the Yavam's family is entitled to some of it. Beis Hillel says no, it stays in the chazaka that it's in. Mishnah Dalet, Kinasa, if any Yavam performs Yibum with the Yavama, Harei Ke'ishto L'chol Davar, she is his wife in every way. If he wants to separate from her, he has to give her a get. There is no more Chalitza, because the Yibum took care of that Zika, and so now they're just a regular husband and wife. And also, if he divorces her, he can, like any husband who divorces their wife, they can remarry, they can reunite again, as long as there was no other husband in between. And it's not an Isser of Esh Hazach, because it says, Ulekacha lo li'isha. In the Yibum Parsha, it says he takes her as a wife, she is his Isha in every way. Ubilvad she takes uvasa al nichsei ba lo harishon. The only caveat to this, The only side point is that her ksuba doesn't come from the nechasim of the yavam, but from the nechasim from the estate of the brother who died, because her original ksuba came with the husband, not with the yavam. However, if he did not leave any estate, and she wouldn't have any ksuba at all in that situation, then Chacham said that the yavam should give her a ksuba as well, so she shouldn't be living without a ksuba, without any financial security.